Melba Liston, trombonist. Look how shiny it is. January 13, 1926 to April 23, 1999. United States of America. Once there was a small girl who wanted to play the trombone. Her name was Melba. When Melba was 7, a traveling music store came to town. She saw a bright, shiny brass instrument, and Melba just knew she had to have one. "That?" exclaimed her mother. "For a little bitty girl? Why, it's almost as tall as you are." But Melba insisted. "It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen." Melba started to play her trombone every day. She tried to go to music lessons, but she didn't get along with her teacher. "I'll learn on my own. I'll just play it by ear," she said. It was hard, but she loved the bold, brassy sound the instrument made. Within a year, she was good enough to play solo trombone on the local radio station. When she was still a teenager, Melba toured the United States with a band led by trumpet player Gerald Wilson. A few years later, she was hired to accompany Billie Holiday, one of the greatest jazz singers of all time, on a tour in the South. The tour wasn't as successful as they expected, so when Melba returned home, she decided to give up playing. But her passion was too strong. She soon returned to writing and playing music. She even came out with a solo album, Melba Liston and Her Bones, short for trombones. She also arranged music for other musicians, weaving rhythms, harmonies, and melodies into gorgeous songs for all the jazz greats of the 20th century.